You've got 5 million blacks who are out of work, Wright continued. For every one Colin Powell, a millionaire, you've got 10 million blacks who cannot read. For every one Condoleezza Rice, you've got 1 million in prison. Wright neglects to mention that he should be placed in the privileged class. A Fox News investigation uncovered documents in March 2008 indicating that in retirement from his 36 years of ministry in Chicago, Wright was to move into a luxury home in a predominantly white, upscale suburb of Chicago. In the 1995 interview with the Chicago Reader, Obama acknowledged that he took time off that year from his first political campaign for the Illinois State Senate to participate in Louis Farrakhan's Black Muslim Organized Million Man March in Washington, D.C. As pointed out by a theologian, Matthias Gardell, in his study of Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, the Black Liberation Movement established numerous organizations for converting theory into practice and co-opted demands that had characterized the classic black nationalists of the older liberation tradition. These included demands for reparations, black self-determination, and the construction of an independent black economy and education. These demands were again voiced from the rostrums of black churches under black liberation theology, as they were proclaimed by Louis Farrakhan as head of the Nation of Islam. Gardell also points out that the black liberation theology movement caused a fissure in the black community, a distancing from more traditionally Christian black churches, as represented by Reverend Jesse Jackson, who stands firmly in the tradition of Martin Luther King Jr. and Booker T. Washington. The strength of Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam comes from the prisons, the permanent poor, the urban youth, and a category conspicuously absent in the church, black urban males. Farrakhan regularly tells black youth they are playing into the hands of the devil with narcotics and drugs. A climate is being created in America to kill all black people, Farrakhan has preached. After you live in America and see evils that are going down, no black people are paranoid. We know that there is a plan being made ready to be used against our rise. It is not a stretch to conclude Reverend Wright's railing against the United States is in harmony with Farrakhan's. In the 1983 Black March on Washington, Farrakhan was permitted only a short speech, one of the shortest speeches on record for such events. In the 1993 march, he was excluded altogether. In both instances, the objections came from Jewish groups that argued successfully that Farrakhan was an anti-Semite. Unfortunately, there is justification for this concern. In a televised interview with Reuters on October 4, 1995, 10 days before that year's scheduled march, Farrakhan said, "Many of the Jews who owned the homes, the apartments in the black community, we considered them bloodsuckers because they took from our community and built their community, but didn't offer anything back to our community." In a speech the previous year, Farrakhan had proclaimed, "The Jews don't like Farrakhan, so they call me Hitler." Well, that's a good name. Hitler was a very great man. In reaction to the rejection in the 1983 and 1993 marches, Farrakhan had decided he would organize his own 1995 Million Man March on Washington as a Nation of Islam event. The event was billed as a Day of Atonement and Reconciliation. In speaking to one of the largest African-American marches on the Capitol ever conducted, Farrakhan called for a voter registration drive aimed at registering 8 million African-Americans to vote. When the 1995 Chicago Reader article surfaced in 2008, Obama supporters predictably tried to distance him from the Million Man March, arguing Obama had attended the event as an observer, not as a participant. Still, Obama's reaction at the time was enthusiastic. "What I saw was a powerful demonstration of an impulse and need for African-American men to come together to recognize each other and affirm our rightful place in the society," he told the Chicago Reader. A blogger known as Gateway Pundit found an interesting detail in a biography of Louis Farrakhan posted on biography.com. In 1995, along with other prominent black leaders such as Al Sharpton and Barack Obama, Farrakhan helped lead the Million Man March on Washington. Obama supporters, who clearly want to move Obama as far away from Farrakhan as possible, will be certain to disavow that Obama had any leadership role in Farrakhan's 1995 march. While Reverend Jeremiah Wright was also at the Million Man March, and a lesser-known fact is that Reverend Wright was also with Louis Farrakhan in Libya in 1984. That year, Wright accompanied Farrakhan to Libya, where they met with Muammar Gaddafi. Referring to the relationship between Libya and the Nation of Islam, theologian Matthias Gardell has commented, "Gaddafi has for many years been the Nation of Islam's most prominent supporter in the Islamic heartland,